Good morning, 709 News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. We've been sharing with you all morning kind of the surprising news that broke last night at the city council meeting in Milton was that Heather Hathaway, Ward 1 representative, had to resign her seat because she moved outside of the city limits, and so she was no longer eligible, and that was that. Joining us now, Mayor Heather Lindsay from Milton. Mayor, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Thank you. Glad to be with you. Glad to be able to talk with your listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. Kind of a sudden, weird development, but basically, she's not eligible, and now you have to find somebody to fill the seat who is eligible, right?
Right. She had terminated her services with the city on Friday, and the forwarding address was outside the city limits, so that, you know, put us in a position of having to address that. The prior city council members have had changes. We've had two deaths, and we did have a resignation because she was moving. And also Jeff Snow moved within his ward. So he and, you know, the other person who had resigned talked with council about it. I think it seemed surprising to everyone last night because Councilwoman Hathaway had talked only to the city manager. She had not made it public. So
Wow. It
did look surprising for sure.
Yeah, I mentioned before that, you know, I thought it was funny her reaction to you bringing up the issue. Hey, you have an announcement you want to make? She's like, how do you know? I wondered if maybe y'all didn't get along that well, but it sounds like that's not the case. It just kind of caught everybody by surprise.
Yeah, actually, we've got along great. When I was city attorney, we had a great relationship, and we had a great relationship. I considered it so while we were both serving together. And so I certainly had nothing personal about it. It's just I hate it when the rules apply in such a way that a person I enjoy serving with is no longer eligible, but we have to follow the rules no matter how much we like the people.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's, and I suspect, oddly, I almost wonder if she didn't realize it when she was making the move and, you know, moving back in with in-laws, you know, maybe it wasn't even an ideal situation, but didn't occur to her. And then all of a sudden, oh, I guess, yeah, dang it, you know, which I can understand that too. Hey, you guys have been talking about a couple of different developments. One is this, I hope I say it right, the Merganser Commons at Dogwood and Magnolia. The other one is this Natalie Meadow, which is kind of south of there a little ways. These are kind of big deals in terms of, at least they seem to me like they might be big deals. Tell us where you're at on these developments and kind of what they mean for the citizens.
Yeah, we're very excited about it, but also change is hard. So we have had some long meetings where neighbors have come in and said, wait a minute, what's this development going to do to our traffic? How is it going to affect stormwater management? And, you know, whether it's going to hurt their property values. So there have been a lot of questions about both these developments. And also just, you know, about Milton generally, we've always been a city that sort of prided ourselves on staying small, but that's just not what's going to happen because things grow and the population is changing. So it is exciting. We have it's 148 lot development at Natalie Meadow adjacent to a current neighborhood as well as to Santa Rosa Christian School. And then we also have the Merganser Commons, which is going to be a grocery store with several other stores in the same shopping center.
Is the Circle K going to stay there, do we know, or are they going to replace that with the strip mall and stuff?
No, the Circle K will still be there.
Okay.
This is all happening on vacant property.
Okay, I saw the rendering, and I wasn't sure. That's why I asked the question. So, okay, so are both of them now on approval status, or is there still some other subsequent approval that needs to be done?
There's still subsequent approvals that will be done as the process goes forward. But we've made progress in terms of annexing the parcels into the city limits for the planned subdivision for Natalie Meadow and the Merganser Commons. We have changed the zoning and we have changed the comp plan so that we can, we've made an adjustment to our own code so that we can accommodate this.
Got it.
So there's going to be more conversations between the planning department and these developers. And they've both been great partners, and they want to be good neighbors, and they've been very assuring to the public And so we'll look forward to continuing to work with them to respond to all the concerns that the neighbors are having.
Yeah, and especially when you're talking about grocery stores, it's the kind of thing where, you know, anybody, anytime there's a change to your neighborhood, you're always like, whoa. But then once you've got it, you're like, how did we ever not have this? That's usually kind of the response after the fact.
I'm hoping that they'll be happy about it. Yeah.
Hey, last thing I wanted to ask you about Mayor Lindsay is it's been a little while since we had you on the show, so this is semi-old news, but it's still kind of like people raise their eyebrows when they hear about it. Tell me about this Cube Art project.
Oh, yeah. The Cube Art project has been the subject of several meetings. The idea was for us to have some artwork that shows we reject racism and to bring the community together. And there have been questions raised by some who believe that it's divisive, and I don't personally believe it's divisive, but we've heard the people out at every meeting. And at this point in the process, the council has approved the use of the cube for public art, but what art will go on the cube is still not finalized. The people who are interested in the reject racism art are continuing to talk with the city, and at the next committee of the whole, in September, we'll have some more discussion about the logistics around how that art gets decided upon and the costs involved and that sort of thing.
All right. And what was the reasoning behind going with the cube art instead of a streetscape of some kind, which I know that was a conversation piece, but what was the reasoning for one over the other?
Well, we don't have in our code a provision that allows any street painting
any
kind for any art or, so because it was pretty straightforward in our code and it would have required an ordinance change, the conversation turned to, well, we have this cube that UWF has graciously lent to us. Why don't we use it? And so that's how it turned into a conversation about the cube.
So when you can't do the one, you do the other. And maybe it winds up being better.
That's
a very straightforward answer. Mayor Heather Lindsay from the city of Milton. Mayor, it's great to have you on the show this morning. We'll talk to you again soon. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me, and y'all have a great day.